The short answer is no.
Governor Glenn Youngkin acted on 60 pieces of legislation, vetoing 22 and signing 36 earlier this week. And after he said that short answer yesterday about the legislation establishing a prescription drug affordability board, he said that was not the only way to tackle this issue.
One of the things we do recognize is that prescription drug prices are high. We understand it's a real challenge. I think there are lots of ways to tackle it, and that's one of the things I want to make sure that we've got a good comprehensive view. I think transparency is really, really important.
Advocates for the Prescription Drug Affordability Board argue the governor would be siding with Big Pharma over Virginians if he vetoes the legislation. He has until April 8th to decide. Ian Price, WFIR News.